I'm Julian Berger. Republican lawmakers in the North Carolina House today overrode Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a bill that would require sheriffs to cooperate more closely with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The lawmakers voted 72-44 to override Cooper's veto, just over the 3/5 threshold to override a bill. House Bill 10 would require all sheriffs to comply with voluntary detention requests from ICE. Sheriffs would also have to notify ICE if an undocumented person is detained. The bill largely passed along party lines, with Democratic Representative Carla Cunningham of Mecklenburg County joining Republicans.
We must adopt a common sense approach to public safety, ensuring that federal and local agencies work together to safeguard our communities.
Democratic Representative Abe Jones of Wake County spoke against the bill.
Are we going to send the sheriffs any extra money to enforce these ICE laws for the federal government, or are we just trying to be good guys?
The North Carolina Senate is scheduled to vote on House Bill 10 Wednesday. It includes $6.5 billion in state funding to private school vouchers over the next decade. Julian Berger, WFAE News.